It doesn't get more idyllic than the rolling hills above the farm community of Santa Paula. Acres and acres of avocado and citrus trees, like a postcard from California's small farm past. This is a rural area, but people here aren't Trump voters. Santa Paula voted 2-1 against him. Part of the reason is standing right here, on top of a ladder, cutting avocados for harvest.
We don't have papers, though. You know, we cross the border, they say illegally.
Luis is originally from Mexico. We're not using his full name because of worries he could be deported. He's been working here for 4 years. He's one of about 36,000 immigrant workers, many of them undocumented, bringing in Ventura County's harvest. It's hard work. He's hauling 80-pound bags of avocados down the ladder and dumping them in collection bins over and over again.
That's a pretty nice workout, though.
It is a workout, but Luis says he likes his job, and he's good at it, which is why the farm, Brokaw Ranch Company, wants to keep him.
If we have a good crew, we don't want to lose it.
Jose Alcaraz is the ranch manager. He's a U.S. citizen now, but he came to Santa Paula from Mexico 36 years ago without papers, just like Luis. So he gets why ranch workers are worried about Trump. It's the same reason ranch businesses are worried, too.
We are in the same boat, so I think we need each other. We are concerned. If they are concerned, we are concerned too.
Farms were having trouble finding workers even before Trump's election. Field work is hard and the pay is not great, about $12 an hour to start. Ranch owner Ellen Brokaw says U.S. workers don't want the jobs, and so she depends on immigrants to keep the business going.
Some people apply, but almost never do any of them stay. So there's no way that we can take care of and pick our crops without immigrant labor.
Now, with Trump in the White House, farm communities like Santa Paula are worried he'll deport their workforce, who also happen to be their neighbors.
Under Obama, there was a lot of deportations, but they were definitely targeting people with a criminal record. And now, anybody who gets stopped or confronted who doesn't have papers is vulnerable. And, you know, it's an awful way to live under that shadow.
There have already been arrests reported nearby, and people here are scared, Alcaraz says.
They just hear the news and TV and the radios, and they're attacking each other. A lot of things bad happen.
So they're preparing for the worst. Local community groups are doing outreach to make sure undocumented people know their rights. One group has set up text alerts for ICE raids.
Be careful.
Luis says he's keeping his head down, staying on the right side of the law.
I'm trying to do good, you know, because I'm planning to live my whole life right here. I really like it. California is a pretty good state.
And with a wave, he heads off back to work. For the California Report, I'm Valerie Hamilton in Santa Paula.